Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni as we finish off the third parak today with Parak Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis and Parak Gimel Mishnah Yud Gimel. The Mishnah and Parak Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis is going to discuss whether a container that is filled with Maaser Sheni wine has the status of Maaser Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Hamashiel Kan Kanin La Maaser Sheni. If someone lends his containers for someone to store Maaser Sheni wine, the containers are filled with wine, afal pisha gufan, even though he closed the containers after filling them with the Maaser Sheni wine, lo kana Maaser. The Maaser Sheni does not become part of the containers, meaning the containers do not take on this status of Maaser Sheni. However, continues the Mishnah, Zalaf Lesochan Stam, if, however, someone poured regular, ordinary wine into the containers, and then he designated the wine as Maaser Sheni, so then it depends. Achelo Gafan, if he designated the wine as Maaser Sheni before he closed the containers, then Lo Kana Maaser Sheni, the Maaser Sheni does not acquire the containers, and they remain Chulin. However, Misha Gafan, if he designated the wine as Maaser Sheni after he closed the containers, then Kana Maaser, then the Maaser Sheni does acquire the containers, and they would take on Maaser Sheni Kedusha sanctity along with the wine that is inside of them. After all, the general principle is that once the containers are closed, the wine and its containers are considered a single entity, a single unit, with the container considered to be subordinate on a lower level to the wine, but it's still considered to be part and parcel of the wine. Now we're going to be continuing as we begin discussing a different type of holy item found in the containers, and that is when it comes to truma. Like we learned previously, if truma becomes mixed up with chulin, the entire mixture must be treated as truma unless there's 100 times more chulin than truma. If there is 100 times more chulin than truma in the mixture, then the truma becomes nullified and the entire mixture is treated as chulin. So our Mishnah now is going to continue and by discussing how this relates to a situation where a container of truma wine becomes mixed with containers of chulin wine. Says the Mishnah, Ad shelo gafan, if the containers of truma wine become mixed in with chulin containers before he closed the containers, olos pachurimaya, then the truma containers are going to become batel, they're going to become nullified based on the 100-to-1 ratio. After all, there are 100 times more chulin than truma in here, therefore the truma is going to become nullified in the containers. However, umishagafan, if the truma containers were lost among the chulin containers after he closed them, he already closed the containers, and at that point is when the chulin and the truma became mixed together. Mikachos becholchin, at that point the truma containers prohibit the entire mixture, even if there is 100 times more chulin, because at the end of the day you can't nullify a closed container. It's considered to be an important object. You can't nullify something that's substantive and substantial, like a container. And therefore, because the truma and the containers are one, you can't nullify any of the truma in the chulin, and all of it becomes and is considered to be. It's considered to be truma, and none of it is considered to be chulin. In the final case of our Mishnah, we're going to be dealing with someone who has several containers of tevel wine. There is no trumas or maestros separated from the wine, and he wants to separate truma then from them. Now, the rule is that when a person separates part of your crops is truma, that truma must be touching or near. It's called min hamukaf. It has to be near the produce that you are separating it from. So says the Mishnah, ad shelo gafan, before someone closes the container of wine, Torah miachas alakol, at that point he can separate truma from one container on behalf of all of the containers. They're considered near each other, they're considered min hamukaf, because they're all open. However, umishagafan, if after he concloses the container, at that point, Tore mikol achas va'achas, at that point he must separate truma from each container separately, because they're not considered min hamukaf. Once they're closed, they're no longer considered min hamukaf, they're no longer considered near each other at that point, and therefore you can't separate truma one on behalf of the other at that point in time. Okay, now we're going to be continuing as we finish off the parak with parak gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. We just learned in the previous Mishnah that a person may not separate truma from the wine in one closed container on behalf of wine in another closed container. The question now is going to be a situation where a person has already closed his barrels of wine, he's already closed the containers, but now he wants to separate truma from one barrel on behalf of the others. What can he do? Is this possible? Says the Mishnah, Beishamai Omrin, Beishamai says that if someone closes barrels of wine, but now he wants to separate the truma, what could he do? Mifateach ume'are lagas. He got to open up all the barrels and the containers of wine, and you got to pour the wine back into the initial wine press. Says Beishamai, it's not enough to simply reopen the containers, but you have to combine them all again into the single vat, into the single container, in order to separate truma from one on behalf of the other. However, Ubeis Hillel on Beis Hillel says no. Mifateach ve'eno tzarech la'aros. He may just open the containers and then you could separate one on behalf of the other. Then they're considered min hamukav. Then they're considered near each other. And says Beis Hillel, that is sufficient. Says Beis Hillel, that works for the purpose of separating truma from one of the containers, from one of the barrels on behalf of the other. Now as the Mishnah continues, we're going to be returning to the halachos about containers that are filled with Ma'aser Sheni. We learned in the previous Mishnah that if a person designates Tevel wine as Ma'aser Sheni after its container was closed, then the container itself also becomes sanctified, gains the status of Ma'aser Sheni. But now we're going to limit this ruling just a little bit. Says the Mishnah, Bamed Devarim Emurim, when were these words said? In other words, when do containers that contain Ma'aser Sheni become sanctified with the Ma'aser Sheni, become designated as Ma'aser Sheni after the container is closed? Bimkom Shedarkon Limkor Stumos. That's only in a place where it is common to sell the wine in closed containers. In such a place, a container is generally included in a sale of wine, and therefore a wine's container is considered to be part and parcel of the wine itself. And therefore, if you're going to designate the Ma'aser Sheni, you're going to designate the closed container as part of that Ma'aser Sheni along with the wine. Now we're going to continue discussing, furthermore, when this rule applies. The Mishnah is going to continue. Says the Mishnah, Aval bimkom shedargon limkor psuros. But if it's in a place where it is typical, where it is common to sell wine in open containers, people would just usually measure wine, sell them out in a cups or it's like a lemonade stand. People just like, you know, giving out wine. So then in that situation, lo yotza kan kan lechulin. The container does not become chulin in that situation, meaning it takes on its ma'aser sheni status, even if it's open. Because the container in such a place is not usually included in a sale of wine, and this sale does include a jug, it is as though the jug is being purchased separately with being part of the Ma'aser Sheni money, and therefore it's going to take on the Ma'aser Sheni sanctity. Now, what's interesting is that this halacha is clearly showing us that in such a place, a wine's container is not considered part and parcel of the wine itself, and therefore, if you're in such a place where it's open, then the Ma'aser Sheni is going to is not going to take on, the container is not going to take on this kedusha, the holiness of the Ma'aser Sheni, with the wine itself. Continuing now in the Mishnah, we learned also previously that generally speaking, when wine is sold in open containers, the purchase of a container is viewed as its own purchase, and the container takes on Ma'aser Sheni sanctity. However, there's a clear exception to this rule, says the Mishnah, Avalim Rotza Lahachmir Al Atzma Limkor B'mida. But if the seller wants to conduct himself in a stricter way, wants to be more machmir on himself, and therefore he wants to sell the wine by exact measurement, not by the container, but by measurement, then Yotza Kan Kan L'chulin. And in that case, the container would become chulin, it would not be considered to have the status of Ma'aser Sheni, because the seller in this case is specifying a price for the exact measure of wine in the container. He's saying that the container itself is not included in the sale, and therefore, if the seller is going to give the buyer the container, it is basically considered to be a free gift with the wine, but it's not considered to take on the sanctity, the kedusha, of the Ma'aser Sheni. The parak's going to conclude with one more exception to the rule that we learned in the previous Mishnah, namely that when wine in a closed container is sanctified as Ma'aser Sheni, the container becomes sanctified and included in the Ma'aser Sheni as well. Rabbi Shimon says that even though a person who designated most of the wine in a closed container as Ma'aser Sheni, but he left over some wine as Chulin, Afa Omer Lechaver, even if this person says to his friend that Yayin Za'ani Mocher Lecha Chutz Mikan Kana, that I'm selling you this Chulin wine without its container, right? Since I need the container to hold the Ma'aser Sheni wine that remains in it, Yotza Kankan Lechulin. The container becomes Chulin. It's not considered to be Ma'aser Sheni, even though the seller specified that he is keeping the container for the sole use of the Ma'aser Sheni wine. The container does not become sanctified as Ma'aser Sheni, because after all, when he designated the wine as Ma'aser Sheni, the container also held Chulin wine, and only a closed container that holds nothing but Ma'aser Sheni can take on Ma'aser Sheni sanctity along with the Ma'aser Sheni, because again, because there's Chulin and Ma'aser Sheni in the container, it's going to be considered to be a Chulin container, not a Ma'aser Sheni container. Have a great day.